Questions over accountability at the Veterans Affairs Department are at the center of recent debates on Capitol Hill. Both House and Senate VA committees are discussing how the VA should discipline and hold its employees accountable. But VA Secretary Bob McDonald now says his department is different enough from other agencies that its senior executives need their own performance and disciplinary system. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now to explain what this all means. Nicole, they've been talking about this for a long time now. Why does McDonald want to now compare his agency in this different way?
Well, I think he's always thought that the VA is a little different than other agencies, and his whole point goes back to the VA should be treated like a business, and we'll hear him discuss this multiple times today and probably in the future. But this all stems from discussion over the Veterans First Act. The Senate VA committee pretty quietly passed it without amendment a few weeks ago. And as we've heard before, the bill would reclassify medical center directors and professionals from Title V to Title 38. This means these executives can no longer appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board. It also creates a faster timeline for firing senior executives, and it would shorten the time a VA employee can respond to removal notices. And so this wouldn't necessarily apply to senior executives or employees at other agencies, just the VA. And Secretary Bob McDonald, well, he says that's appropriate.
VA is a business. I mean, if VA were a business on the Fortune 500, we would be number six. We have 22, 23 million customers called veterans. We have 9 million who use some service. We have 6 million in our medical system. I have to compete with the other medical systems in the country. So what's right? Is it right to compare VA with other parts of government, or is it right to compare VA with the other businesses it competes with for resources? I think it's right to compare it with the other businesses that we have to compete with.
That's VA Secretary Bob McDonald. And again, you hear him talking like a businessman. He's the former CEO of Procter & Gamble, and you can tell. So McDonald says his agency is unique enough from the rest of government, but others don't necessarily see it that way. 12 federal associations wrote to Senate leadership expressing some pretty big concerns with some of these provisions in the Senate Veterans First Act. And they say this legislation could create a precedent for other agencies. We should say that none of these associations represent VA employees explicitly. The Senior Executives Association, they signed this letter. They represent roughly 350 SESers at the VA.
These proposals from Congress are out there. There's this bill that has been passed. Any other proposals now that could impact VA executives, Nicole?
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on a provision tucked into the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Appropriations Act of 2017. This passed the House already, and it would ban senior executives at the VA from getting performance bonuses. The White House has spoken out against it. The Senior Executives Association has too. And here's Secretary McDonald.
Obviously, we're against banning performance bonuses. You know, it is a part of compensation of government employees. I've run an $85 billion global company, one of the most admired companies in the world. I think I can be trusted to give out bonuses. One of the things I've done since I entered the VA is I've put in place a system of rating where our individuals are rated fairly with their performance. I would argue we have the best, if you look at our SES distribution of ratings, I would argue we have the best SES distribution of ratings in the government and equal to the best companies in the private sector over the last 2 years. So I think we know how to administer bonuses, and I wouldn't be in favor of, I mean, that's a very draconian effort that reduces management's ability to lead. And obviously leads to demoralized employees.
VA Secretary Bob McDonald essentially saying, look, I know how to give out bonuses and you should trust me to do so. I have a feeling, though, that that is going to be tough considering this next comment that we're going to talk about, Tom.
Okay, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, and that comment regarding lines at Disney World or Disneyland and comparing those to VA wait lines. What was he talking about on that one?
Right. So this comment has gotten a lot of attention. And I recently just saw Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri recently called for him to resign, essentially, over this comment. So this is getting a lot of attention. But let's start with some context here. VA has gotten some criticism recently for their reports on how long veterans are waiting for healthcare appointments at the VA at VA hospitals. This is nothing new. This is the whole scandal we heard about back in 2014. It's the whole reason why we're even talking about this to begin with. And VA says roughly 97% of veterans get an appointment within 30 days. That's what they're saying now. But the Government Accountability Office says not so fast. It said last month, wait times actually range from 22 to 71 days for most veterans. And the issue is how VA calculates these wait times. VA says, let's start from the time of the veteran's preferred date that he or she wants to be seen, not the date that the veteran first contacts the VA to set up an appointment. GAO says that doesn't make any sense. Now, going back to McDonald's original message, he says, treat us like a business. Look at the veteran's overall satisfaction, and here's what he said.
To me, personally, and I'm working on this, the days to an appointment is really not what we should be measuring. What we should be measuring is the veteran's satisfaction. I mean, what really counts is how does the veteran feel about their encounter with the VA. When you go to Disney, do they measure the number of hours you wait in line or the number, you know, what's important? What's important is what's your satisfaction with the experience? And what I would like to move to eventually is that kind of measure. We're in the process of creating that kind of measure, validating that kind of measure, and making sure it's, you know, it's meaningful and that it's valid with the outcome. And that's really the kind of measure I want to move to. I really don't want to create more measures of things that are less relevant.
So McDonald did say he doesn't want to create a new way to calculate wait times. And for him, that would be the GAO's preferred method. He basically said he doesn't want to do that. But he is creating, or he says he is, a way to measure veterans' overall satisfaction. And again, this wait time scandal is the whole reason why we're even here talking about this. VA employees were told to keep a waiting list of, you know, to roughly 14 days, and that led to the manipulation that we talked about in 2014. Here's McDonald again.
We're a very, very large healthcare system. We do have things that go wrong, and we do hold people accountable for it. But I don't want to create more measures that aren't relevant. I want to work on measures that are relevant. I think the 14-day measure was irrelevant, and it got us into trouble.
So McDonald's saying he doesn't want to measure wait times to begin with. He wants to look at how satisfied veterans are with their care and overall experience. However, I think some would argue that their overall experience considers the time that they wait to get an appointment. I think in a perfect world, though, there wouldn't be wait times, and that's just not happening now.
All right. So any more legislation do you think will happen this session, Nicole?
I think the Senate and House will eventually debate on this Senate Veterans Affairs Act. Again, there's a lot of criticism about it. There are some groups that say the accountability measures don't go far enough. There are some groups that say they go too far. I think it's about finding that sweet spot in between. The House, meanwhile, are working on their own provisions with all of this. And again, there are also more debates today, actually, about the appeals list and how long it takes to appeal a disability claim within the VA. So a lot going on here.
All right. Like Disney World, the roller coaster keeps going. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco. Read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.